lactic acid yeast. Now, this could go in a variety of places, but because of what it is, I wanted to put it here. This contains a particular type of yeast, a mycelium type yeast, that converts carbohydrate to lactic acid. Now, let's talk about yeast. Boy, try to give this to a patient who's got candida. They'll hold up a cross, garlic, and run out of your office. I can't take that. I've already got yeast. Well, okay. This is not a little candida pill. That's not what we're doing. There are over 600 types of yeast. And unfortunately, the public doesn't know that. And so it's a matter of explaining to them, and you can do it with charts and things. What you have is over here. What we're talking about is this. This is not the same thing. What Lee found was the majority of sick people have an alkaline gut or a relatively alkaline gut. It may still be on the acid side, meaning below 7, but too alkaline for optimum health for that patient. Perhaps it should be 5.5 and it's 6.5. They are too alkaline relative to where they need to be. And the dominant problem he found was excessive consumption of, in particular, refined carbohydrates, which will alkalinize the entire planet. And so he produced lactic acid yeast, which is a combination of syro food or Catalan and this mycelium type yeast to both feed them and help restore the gut to its normal support level. It is great intestinal flora support. Acidifies the GI tract and promotes calcium and iron absorption. Early work indicated that calcium is best absorbed when the pH of the gut is around 5.2, 5.5, but surely on the acid side of the pH scale. For these patients who are living on white trash, even though they appear to be ingesting lots of calcium, they're eating it, but it isn't being metabolized. That's a problem. Last year in the New England Journal, it was reported that 57% of hospitalized geriatric osteoporotic patients are deficient in vitamin D, despite the fact that there is apparent adequate dairy intake. Their conclusion was they're not absorbing this. We keep pumping it in and they're just peeing it out. What's the deal? Flatulence, my favorite party activity. This is an indicator, flatulence. Most gas-producing organisms require, an alkaline environment. As the gut moves upscale from the acid to the alkaline side, various pathogenic microorganisms find their comfort zone. Many of them are CO2-producing microorganisms. And so you get increased flatulence as the pH moves away from the normal, healthy acid side. This was also the experience of D.C. Jarvis, as reported in his book, Vermont Folk Medicine, and his follow-up, Arthritis and Vermont Folk Medicine, two books that Lee highly recommended and, in fact, distributed. Now, for the patient who complains of flatulence, you can almost immediately assume not only toxic bowel, but that there's a pH problem. And so the lactic acid yeast is a good, fast way to begin to restore that to normal. And when you have a patient who complains a lot of flatulence, if you can get that under control quickly, you've got a patient for life. Now, who are the only people they're going to refer? Other members of the flatulence society. It's the only people that they can tolerate or that can tolerate them. Question?
Then will this be a counteractant to antibiotics that are wiping out the flora in the gut?
The question is, will this effectively counteract antibiotics that are wiping out the flora in the gut? This and several other things. Zymex and lactans, lactic acid yeast. Those three, and sometimes it takes all three together, to effectively counteract the denuding of the alimentary tract by what may have been short-term necessary antibiotic use. That's not our place to say they didn't have to do it. Maybe it got to that degree. But they certainly disturb and destroy the flora and the fauna of the gut when they do that long-term. So flatulence. Body breath odor, unexplained body odor. It's the same process, indicating there's a toxic bowel because of this pH problem. Diarrhea and or constipation. Often it'll alternate. The patient will say, this week it's diarrhea, next week it's constipation. You know, I never know which way it's going to go. You know that there's a flora dysfunction, there's a pH imbalance, and the body does not know what to do with water or lymph fluid. It's never sure what needs to go where and bounces back and forth. Malassimilation disorder. This is the patient who you say you have a tapeworm. They eat like a pig, but they don't absorb anything. Well, it could be some sort of parasite, but it also could simply be this disturbed flora disturbing the villi, reducing the ability to move nutrients across that barrier. Infant army problems, infant gastrointestinal problems, the same kind of thing. Often just a small amount of the lactic acid yeast, if you can get it into them, can make a big difference. 1 to 3 wafers, 3 times per day with meals. There isn't an upper limit. Tell the patient start with 1 3 times a day, work up to 3. Beyond 3 typically isn't going to do any more. Again, they're going to fall into the trap of, well, I'll do more and it'll work better. Lee's concept overriding and overarching all throughout the years was a small amount of the right thing long term, far more effective than overloading the right thing short term. In fact, it begins to work against you. The 3 again to help counteract the dysfunctional flora from antibiotic use: lactic acid yeast, Zymex, lactans, and we will look at all of those, the other 2 later.